Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
I don't mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes! Traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
So I'm in the emergency room. I look weird. Oh my God. I'm so, 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 so sorry. I passed out on stage. I got up, I did one joke, and I felt so dizzy. You can see my eye. I fell on my eye. Oh my God. I cannot believe this happened. I feel so terrible that they had to tell everyone to leave and then cancel the second show. Tempe, I will be back. I've never ever fainted in my life.
Mandrake.
Yes, Jack?
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
Well, yeah, I can't say I have, Jack.
Vodka. That's what they drink, isn't it? Never water.
Well, I believe that's what they drink, Jack, yes.
On no account will a commie ever drink water, and not without good reason.
Yes. I can't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water. Mandrake? Water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this Earth's surface is water. Why do you realize that 70% of you is water?
Oh, God.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Go and play a dead game, soldier!
So, it's a tragic role that they are playing because of the tremendous pain.
It's Tuesday, May 16, 2023. I'm in the chair in Austin, Texas, ready to launch an incredibly powerful transmission. The New World Order is out in the open, and man, is it tyrannical. But humanity is waking up fast, and that's what matters. Strap yourselves in. Tell everybody you know. Tune in. That's how you Paul Revere their New World Order asses. Tuesday, May 16th.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped. And it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI And to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
Trump, Putin, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russian sort of collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russian metal collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Trump, Russian potentially collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russia, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Russian hacked our election.
Here comes a big change. Because all of a sudden, Trump,
Russian possible collusion.
Russian collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russians collusion.
Collusion with the Russians.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Prove collusion.
Prove collusion.
Was there collusion?
Absolutely.
Russia possible collusion.
Trump 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 Russia potential collusion.
Trump Russia potential collusion.
And the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin. And the Kremlin and be in collusion and Putin. And the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin. And the Kremlin
are very worried
in collusion. This president in collusion with Putin. And the Kremlin and be in collusion. This president in collusion with Putin. And the Kremlin
are very worried
in collusion.
All 17 intelligence agencies.
17 agencies.
17 of our intelligence agencies.
17
have
of our intelligence agencies.
17 intelligence agencies.
17 different United States intelligence agencies.
All 17 of them.
To stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did my inaugural address to a single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say it wherever I go.
My colleague, Mr. Kola Kusic from Croatia.
Thank you. I would like shortly to wear a people from upcoming danger for humanity. The World Health Organization wants all countries to sign an agreement on handing over the authority to declare a pandemic, procure vaccine and drugs. It will be healthier and safer for humanity to sign agreement with the Colombian drug cartel. They know all about the drugs for sure. During the COVID pandemic, World Health Organization only told lies about all things. It should be declared a terroristic organization. And their lives and health of billions of people, it's putting in their hands, it's extremely dangerous. They lie that is a new and an unknown virus, that is possible to make an effective vaccine, that the vaccine is 82% effective, that is protects against serious illness and deaths, that all, of course, were foolish and lies. Today, World Health Organization is more dangerous organization for humanity than World Economic Forum. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's important to find political parties that fight against these plans and send them to the national parliaments and to the European Parliament after May 2024. If we don't do this, they will manage to make similar coups. If we don't do this, they will manage to make similar coups. They will manage to make similar coups. They will manage to make similar coups.
What is the next step?
Yeah, I would like to answer that. You are indeed right. COVID was just, you know, like I said yesterday, a test balloon. And the lessons they learned from this, namely, how did they fail and where did they fail to get the people to just do what they were told to, you know, comply. And they will take this to the next level. So we're talking, of course, about digital ID. It's in preparation. We're already talking about this. The parliament circumvented itself pretty much by taking with a large majority a vote to not even involve parliament. It goes directly behind closed doors to negotiate the digital ID. The next thing we will be seeing is, of course, CBCD, the state digital state currency. That will be the ultimate blow to depriving us of all of our freedom and privacy. And and of course, these 15-minute ghettos that I already talked about yesterday. These are the next steps. And I want to make it clear, we're not talking about some future projects 40, 50 years down the line. We are talking about as in right now.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes. Most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within.
This might be the beginning or the end of things, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I don't even know what the truth is anymore. More. Do you? I do know that we have been lied to and manipulated for too long. Far, far too long. I'm sick and tired of it, goddammit. We hide in our homes, scrolling through feeds of other people's fantasy made-up lives, while the algorithms give us bite-sized information tailored to what corporations, lying politicians, and foreign powers want us to see and believe. We blindly clicked accept to their terms and conditions too many times. And now, we are owned. Now, we have been reduced to nothing more than data to be bought and sold to the highest bidder. So they can sell us more crap we don't need. Make us angry at things we never cared about. We've turned into consumption machines, destroying each other and the only planet we have. Whatever happened to our human dignity and privacy? We thought we had escaped into our own quiet little worlds, but no. No, they had to invade our minds. They want to control and manipulate the entire reality. But I have to wonder, who are they? Is there even a they anymore? Maybe the algorithms and AI have become the new they. And maybe they now control us and manipulate us. Well, they know us better than we know ourselves. We have to wake up. It's time to wake up. Wake up, people. Wake up. Don't just sit there watching. Do something. This is our last chance to take.